The last time Michigan and Ohio State went a season without playing each other was 1917. But 2020 will put an end to that streak. Yesterday, the University of Michigan announced it was canceling the game, which was scheduled for Saturday, because of an ongoing COVID-19 outbreak on the team. For more on that, I'm joined by Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Michigan canceled last weekend's contest with Maryland at the start of this outbreak. The cases continued to climb after that. We don't know exact numbers on how many players currently have COVID, but cancellations have been the norm this season across college football. Was this inevitable?
Yes. Next question. I mean, and of course, as the numbers spiked nationally in the last month, sports do not exist in a vacuum, and these players do not exist in a vacuum. You can bubble the NHL, the National Hockey League. You can bubble the NBA. You can't bubble college students.
Michigan has had a terrible season so far, 2-4 on the year. But for Ohio State, the cancellation has bigger football implications. Under the Big Ten rules this year, teams have to play 6 games to qualify for the conference championship game. Ohio State already missed 2 games because of COVID. So the Buckeyes will be 1 game short. How likely is it that the Big Ten will change those rules between now and then before the title game?
I would say extremely, Doug, because Ohio State is the Big Ten's best chance to get into the playoffs, the 4-team national playoff, the best chance to beat an Alabama or a Clemson, really the Big Ten's only chance. Indiana, Northwestern, the other top teams this year cannot compete with those guys, which brings us back to your first point about Michigan canceling the game. They're getting a lot of grief for this, of course, by Buckeye fans especially, saying that Michigan is ducking the game and so on because Michigan was a 30-point underdog, which is the most ever in the history of this rivalry. But this ignores science and the well-being of the players. Michigan did exactly the right thing, no matter how much grief they get. And Ward Manuel, the athletic director, and Jim Harbaugh, the head coaches, trust me, I've known those guys for quite a while. They are extraordinarily competitive people. They would never duck a challenge. Those criticisms are not fair.
Of course, on both sides of the rivalries, many of the players are playing in their home states. How tough is it for them to lose their chance to be part of this particular game?
Well, that's, I suspect, the hardest part of the decision. But for the players, how many chances do you get? You get, you know, 4, maybe 5 max as a player, but you're probably going to play in 2 or 3 max. You get very few chances at this. And trust me, I tell you, every Michigan or Ohio State player you talk to in their 60s or 70s, not only do they know their own record against the opposing team, they know that you know it. They know everyone else's record, too, no matter what era you played in. This marks your career as a Buckeye or Wolverine. So that was a very tough decision to make.
As we've discussed before, the Wolverines also have big questions looking beyond 2020. Head coach Jim Harbaugh has 1 year left on his contract. You broke some news this week about what an extension for Harbaugh might look like. What's on the table and when is it likely to be decided?
Well, my sources told me, and confirmed by David Jesse at the Detroit Free Press with independent sources, that they have discussed, if not quite formally offered. Ward Manuel has put out there a 3-year extension, substantially lower base salary than the $8 million Jim Harbaugh is currently getting, but higher incentives. So if they beat the Buckeyes, beat Ohio State, win a Big Ten title, a lot of that money might come back. Also, substantial money for new assistant coaches, which tells you that probably new assistant coaches would be part of the deal as well.
John Eubacon is Michigan Radio's sports commentator and the author of 7 national bestsellers, the latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.